So my second grade teacher, her name was Mrs. Mudano, and this was at Stedwick Elementary School in Montgomery Village, Gaithersburg, Maryland. Woo-hoo. MoCo. So Mrs. Mudano was a very large, round, soft, loud Italian woman, and she wore her hair, which was this sort of bleached honey blonde bun sort of loosely on her head, and she had glasses that, you know, had the little string of pearls that held them up, and she wore an excessive amount of Estee Lauder Youth Dew perfume. To this day, when I am in a department store, I will stop and smell it just to have my heart warmed for a minute as I remember Mrs. Mudano fondly. And she was just a really fun teacher. She found children hysterical. And anytime somebody said something, you know, second grade, people say things all the time that you don't mean to sound what you're saying. And she would let out this rip-roaring cackle of a laugh, which if she wasn't so nice would be really witch-like. But she was just really warm and brought a lot of love to the classroom. And her favorite thing in the entire world was show and tell. And her system for show and tell was this. On Thursday afternoons, she would select three students who would then do the show and tell for Friday. So it was always, you know, it's gonna be me, it's gonna be me, it's gonna be me. Pick me, pick me, pick me. And so it was always just like, you know, you're so excited, and then Friday's eternal because you're waiting, because the show and tell was at the end of the day on Friday. So one particular week, this was in the fall of 1983, she selected a young girl whose name I remember. Her name was Lauren Zog, and she was selected for show and tell the next day. So we get to Friday, and everyone goes through, and I think Lauren was last. And Lauren, you know, gets up to the front of the class, and she says, it was my birthday this past week, and I have something I want to show you. And she pulls out of her bag and raises up in front of us something that any woman in this audience that is around my age will understand the reaction to. She pulled out a Cabbage Patch Kid. It was like the Holy Grail, just like, ha! She was the first kid in our school to get one. And believe you me, the reaction was probably what she was hoping for. We were just aghast. And she passed it around and we got to inspect it, and it's like little nubby yarn hair and its hard little face with one stupid dimple. And, you know, we pulled its diaper down to see Xavier Roberts on its ass just to make sure it was authentic, you know. And they put some sort of weird chemical in them that made them smell like babies, and like, just, you know, the gifts are, you know what I mean, the birth certificate, and, you know, she had to sign it and promise to love her forever, and then they sent it away to Babyland General Hospital, blah, blah, blah. We were all just like, it was like the Holy Grail. And we passed it around with such reverence, and I looked at Lauren Zog, and I just really hated her. And I was really jealous, but, you know, whatever, it was November, it's no big deal. But fast forward 2 months, a month and a half, the Christmas of 1983, Cabbage Patch Kid insanity had reached, you know, absolute mouth-frothing levels across the country. Women were beating each other up. There were people, you know, getting trampeded in KB toy stores. And it was just, the whole scene was just really gross. And my mother, being very smart and generally amazing and awesome, decided that she was not the kind of person that was going to get into fisticuffs for a gift for her daughter. And I thank her for that. She was also an incredibly talented seamstress, still is. She made a lot of my clothes and made us like capes and backpacks for Christmas. It was always really awesome handmade Christmas gifts. So she decided, instead of, you know, camping out for 3 days to get this stupid thing, that she would look for a pattern for a sort of a similar doll and make one for me. And my mother is very, very smart, because it wasn't, okay, honey, you know, you're not going to get a Cabbage Patch doll, but I'm going to make this thing for you. It was, the way she marketed it was brilliant. It was sort of like, I'm going to make this doll for you, and it's going to be on spec. And I'm going to make it any way you want. And you get to pick the hair color and the eye color. And you can't do that with a Cabbage Patch doll. And whatever you want, you know, whatever dress color you want. And I just got so excited. And it was sort of like, wow, my mom's like, whatever I want, I decide. And so we went to the fabric store and we picked out the yarn, which was sandy brown hair, just like mine was at the time. And really, really, you know, beautiful blue eyes, just like mine were. And I just was like so excited. And so the weeks go on, and, you know, Christmas is coming, and my mother's working away in her sewing room, and I, you know, I went down there. It was no big secret. I knew what I was getting, but it was, you know, a little disturbing in those first couple of weeks, because there were, like, arms, you know, and, like, a couple of legs and, like, a body with no stuffing. It was a little weird, so I tried not to look. But, you know, the weeks went on, and she's working, and I see the hair coming on, and the little dress with the ruffles, and everything's building up and building up. And I was so excited. So Christmas Day comes, and this is the reason why this is just so remarkable to me, is that I knew exactly what I was getting. I knew exactly what she was going to look like. And yet, Christmas morning, I come downstairs, and there, sitting under the tree in her glory with her sandy brown ponytail and her little blue eyes with little glints in the corner, my mother had even taken a little bit of powder blush and blushed her little cheeks and blushed her little belly button. And she was just, it was like the most phenomenal thing I'd ever seen. And I was so excited. And I named her Jenny Doll. Not Jenny, Jenny Doll. I don't know why, that's her name. And so, you know, fast forward, we get to the spring. And finally, after half a year of waiting, Thursday afternoon, Mrs. Mudano says, show and tell, okay, Mary Alice, it's your turn. And I'm like, yes, it's my turn. Perfect. So I get into class on Friday, and I got my Jenny doll, and I'm all excited, and everyone's like watching, and I'm like, this is the doll that my mother made me for Christmas, and she made it exactly how I wanted it. And of course, there were a couple of girls that were sort of like, that's not a Cabbage Patch Kid. And I had a moment at like 8 years old when I realized that I was like eight suddenly going on like 20, because I was like, what's wrong with you? No, it's not a Cabbage Patch Kid. My mother made this. Like, this is so much better than that. And they have like hard plastic faces and she doesn't, and you know, whatever. I kind of grew up a little bit realizing how much more special she was in that moment. But what happened, which was even more exciting, was that Mrs. Mudano took one look at this doll and went ballistic. And was like, oh my God, oh my God. And she wrote down her phone number on a piece of paper and said, give this to your mother. And I was like, oh, you know, your teacher's phone number, that's kind of weird. And I was like, okay. So I was like, Mom, you know, Mrs. Mudano wants you to call her. As it turns out, I did not know Mrs. Mudano was the doting grandmother of a young girl about my age whose birthday was coming up. And Mrs. Mudano called my mom and asked her to make a doll for her granddaughter. So then I was like super special with Mrs. Mudano, and we were talking about the progress of the doll, and then I brought her in to Mrs. Mudano to give her to them, and I was like such teacher's pet, and it was awesome. And I was like, Cabbage Patch Kid, whatever. So excited. Anyway, the funny thing is, you know, I've had this doll for, it's kind of horrible to think, 25 years now, which makes me feel really old. And if you'll indulge me for 1 second, I want to do a little bit of show and tell. This is Jenny Doll, made by my mother, who's right there. She bought this dress special for tonight. She's got a little belly button, come on. Anyway, the weird thing is about Jenny Doll is that when I look at her now, I truly do not even think about Cabbage Patch Kids. It never crosses my mind. When I look at this doll, I think about Mrs. Mudano and how funny she was. And mostly I think about my mom and how much I love her and how unbelievably kick-ass she is. I love you, Mommy.